Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's Labor Day weekend, the official start of tailgate season. It might be the end of your summer, but I think we got another month or so. But football's kicking off, all the high school, college, everything that's going on. And that fires me up because I get to fire up a grill in a parking lot several times in the next few weekends. But I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Well, it is a beautiful weekend, and just you couldn't ask for better weather. I'm actually camping. I had to run in to do this, but having a great time out in the forest right along Lake Michigan in a private spot. Won't say where because I don't want anybody else to know where it is.
Yeah, right. That is a big lakeshore. He's that little speck that says you drive by on your boat somewhere between Ludington and Muskegon. There he sits right there.
There you go, yeah. Out in the forest. Jop, I have a big question for you.
Uh-oh.
You know, my house is 28 years old.
Yep.
And I guess 27 this year. And everything's shot. The one thing, after talking to you a week ago, I realized that we're doing our remodel next spring. And as soon as that's done, what we need to do is we need to totally redo our kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's your gig.
Sure. Yep.
You always ask me advice on certain things for smoking or whatever. Now I need some help. And I bet there's a lot of people like me that built in the late 80s. I think I built in 89. So that house is 27 years old. It had builder grade cabinets. There, you know, we've already painted them a couple times and done all this stuff, put new countertops in. But, dude, they are shot.
Sure.
They are shot.
They don't owe you anything. If they've lasted that long, they've lived out their life, and you should feel good that they lasted that long, whether they were builder grade or not. If you've got, you know, you raised five children in that house, and they took a beating.
Oh, man.
And I know that your daughters, you know, resurfaced them or painted them, took them all off the hinges sanded them down and repainted them. I know when she did all of that because, you know what, kitchens are expensive, and when you're raising a family, it's just not necessarily a priority. But you're about to be an empty nester. Your youngest is a senior this year. So
and she's featured in the latest Arctic Spa commercial.
Oh, is she really?
Yeah, she's
how'd
now
she get connected with
she's
that?
Now a spa model.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Gratis.
Was that pictures off of your backyard?
She didn't. Yeah, we had Bruce Dahl come out, and who is an IT and photo specialist, and he took some wonderful shots. Guy's awesome.
Yep.
He runs the Lowell Fair, which he does a great job at, or the Kent County Youth Fair. So anyway, my question is, I'm really, really in the kitchen as much as my wife, and I've been in the housing business for years and years and years, so I'm as keenly interested in this case as my wife would be.
Sure.
But one of the big things I heard a week ago was don't go with the farmhouse look because that's run its course.
Well, kitchen style, not design, there's a difference. Design is the layout and the functionality. Style is the look, right? And there's lots and lots of different, you go everything from farmhouse, traditional, transitional, contemporary. There's a lot of words that the design industry uses. But it's when we talk about that, it's that what do you want to do with your house? Are you getting this ready to spruce it up and sell?
No.
Are you getting
I'm making the giant come back home to your parents and grandparents' house. So we're adding on to the front, going up and out.
Right.
And then we'll have a lot more room. So I want to make that kitchen a monster kitchen.
Sure. And I know
and
your
going
house
all
and
the way to the fireplace.
That's where I was going. Is you've got a traditional L-shaped kitchen with a door on one end and then a peninsula that sticks out off the adjoining wall.
Right.
Kind of creates a little bit of a U, two entry points. That's a very, very common layout.
In 89, that was a huge kitchen.
Sure, sure, it was. And knowing that you both like to cook and you're very good at it, those are some of the things. That's more the layout. But you asked about the style. And my answer always on the style is if you're doing this for you, do it however you want to do it. But if you're doing it for resell,
no,
then there's a different,
don't
that's
care
a
about
different
resell
conversation.
I so doubt that it'll ever be sold.
If,
to be
your house, I know what you're going to be doing with your house, but your house is not a farmhouse. But that
no
doesn't mean it can't have a farmhouse
no, it's
sink
going to be a traditional single story with a vaulted center.
Right. But that doesn't mean you can't have a farmhouse sink. If you like that look, it's just got a big apron on the front. Absent of that, it's a piece of cabinetry, right? So you're either going to have cabinetry on the front of your sink and your sink sits down in the cabinet, or you're going to show the front of the sink. Personal preference, man. I can't tell you to do one thing or another. If you're going to stay there, my advice always would be is do what you like, do what your wife likes so that you're both happy when you're in the space. And bigger is better in sinks. I've watched you cook for that monster
yeah
group that come
I
by.
I want a
and,
great big
yeah
trough.
Right, exactly. So you go to 42 or even a 48-inch sink when you're doing a remodel. That seems huge for the empty nesters, but you get a lot of people that come back.
Yeah.
You know, and they don't come back by themselves.
No.
When your kids come back, their friends are like
right
everywhere.
Right.
Right? And that's the cool part about your house because it's set up to do that. But if you're going to remodel that, and reconfigure that kitchen, that would be where my advice would go.
Okay, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. This is not the Home Fix-It show.
Yeah.
We're going down a little bit of a path here because I think anybody in the listening area or the Grillin' Guy type people, they all like to cook.
Right.
So this is relevant to me, but you have a business called Home Life in
right
Ada. You have a beautiful showroom. You do all this stuff for people. And just because it's in Ada doesn't mean it's all really pricey.
Right.
It just, it's
that's
where
we're
what
located
you and Brad
right
the Builder do.
Right.
So, I mean, I know you're going to do the job for me. I shouldn't say that to you, but.
Yeah, the price just went up. No competition. We're going to get this one.
Yeah, yeah, but I guess, you know, it's going to be costly. And I want to make sure when we do that in 5 years we don't go, oh my gosh, we should have never went with this style.
Well, you're going to end up with a 12 by 20 kitchen. When you take that peninsula out and you go all the way over to that wall, because you're going to have more room out the front of the
28
house.
28.
Yeah, so that'll be large. And you'll have a seating space in there, and you'll also have a big island to prep on, is what I see.
Right.
You might even have water in that prep sink.
I want to. And one of the things I'm really interested in, since our utility room's small, is a great big sink.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes
washing
there's just
pans
big
and trays
stuff. Yeah,
and stuff
yeah, the
like
big
that
stuff. It doesn't fit in my sink.
Right. And you might not want that in your, you know, your kitchen is adjacent to a bedroom that you probably will still need, but you
yep
may be able to capture a little bit of that and go deeper into that room if that
yeah
were, you know, I mean, that's
well,
all design
I'm
stuff
thinking two sinks out there. Here's another thing. What do you think about those pull-out drawer dishwashers?
Oh, I think they're good. There's
that way
usually
we could
two
have
of them
two, yeah.
There's usually two of
yeah
them when you do that because one doesn't have the capacity of your normal dishwasher. I've seen you pack your dishwasher.
Yeah.
I mean, it's full.
Yeah,
all
the time.
Time. Right.
So you could run one. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to be heading down to Home Life in Ada and start the shopping quest with Maureen because she's, you know.
Well, and you know what?
She's deserving of a new kitchen.
Right. And I'd give one piece of advice that what you're doing is really smart is if you want to do this in the spring, start 3 or 4 months ahead of time.
That's why I'm asking you now.
Right.
Because, you know, we need to plan a lot, but basically, I sure appreciate your advice.
Well, and you know, this is the first of several conversations
yeah
that'll happen around that. Coming up next, Barbecue Bob's going to head back to the woods after the show, and I know he's going to bust out the Dutch oven at some point in time, so we're going to talk a little bit about how to maybe use one of those around the open fire. You're listening to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.